Folks, I want to introduce you to our new friends over at Canopy and their line of CBD products. I used to wake up several times during the night, which made it hard to get out of bed in the morning and left me really feeling less than myself all day. But I can tell you from personal experience, my sleep has dramatically improved since I started using Canopy Nighttime Blend. Now I sleep straight through the night and wake up refreshed every morning. If sleep isn't your issue, they have a variety of products that can help you out. If you struggle with muscle aches after a workout or a day out on the golf course, if you have first tee jitters or your knees lock up in your backswing, check out trycanopy.com. That's TRYKNIBI.com and look at their selection of tinctures, creams, and gummies that can give you the edge after you exercise or while you're out on the golf course. And really, just make all of your days better. Their hemp is 100% grown in the U.S., and you know we love that. And when you choose Canopy, you are choosing prized harvest, expert extractions, and precision manufacturing with zero artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. So if you need help sleeping through the night like me, relief from muscle aches, or the pressure of a busy day, give Canopy a try. Again, that's trycanopy, TRYKNIBI.com. And if you use coupon code TNT, you're going to get 20% off your first order. Again, trycanopy.com. You're going to be glad you did.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and joining us for the 11th time is Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. Let me remind you about Willie's background. He's from Quincy, Florida. In college, he played quarterback for 3 years at Clemson and finished his final year in 2003 at the Citadel. Following that 2003 season, he was named first team All-Southern Conference. 2006, he went back to Clemson to start his coaching career as a graduate assistant on Tommy Bowden's staff. From 2007 to 2011, he moved over to Middle Tennessee State as the running back coach and later took over as offensive coordinator. Spent 2012 to 2014 as the offensive coordinator at Alcorn State, before accepting the head coaching job at Prairie View A&M. He was their head coach for 3 seasons, leading them to a 22-11 record. Like I say, now he's the head coach of Florida A&M. He just led them to a 9-3 season and a playoff berth in the FCS playoffs. And because they somehow figured out over in the FCS how to do a 16-team playoff, which is something Division I still seems to think is impossible. But they did an FCS, and Willie got him into those playoffs. And he's been a great friend of the show for many years. And we're excited to have him back again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Coach Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back on
the show.
Welcome,
Willie. Hey, guys, great to be on. Has it really been 11 times on the show?
11 times tonight, my friend. We can't thank you enough. That's why you're a guest Hall of Famer, my friend. You come back on the show and you share great content, and you've been a wonderful friend. So thank you so much for all 11 appearances.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
So, Coach, I got to start off. I got to get your thoughts. I know you were hanging on the line, and you know I'm a huge Steelers fan. I got my Florida A&M T-shirt on underneath my Greg Lloyd jersey tonight. I got to get your thoughts. If you guys had come back after a big loss, and one of your players was interviewed like Chase Claypool was, and they asked your player, hey, what can you do to make practice better? And he said, we should play music and make it more fun. That's sticking okay with you?
Well, I'm not sure of how I respond to that. The one thing I will say is that it is a different era. Young men and grown men, even these days, are motivated by things totally different than what we were 20 years ago. And, I've had a lot of NFL scouts come through here, obviously scouting our players this year, and just talking to them, music is almost become a part of their everyday experience at practice. So you see, Alabama playing music. You see even the New England Patriots, I think, playing music at practices. And it's kind of become a part of a lot of program culture. So I'm not sure that would make practice better, quote unquote, probably make them a little bit more enjoyable. But again, it still goes back to basic fundamentals and doing things the right way. And I think that's why they're struggling, not because they're not playing music at practice. But it does go to speak to the culture that we're all coaching today.
Willie, you guys had a great season at Florida A&M. A&M hadn't been in the FCS playoffs since 2001. You got the team into the playoffs this season. How do you feel about what you were able to accomplish this year?
Well, you know, once we look back on this season, I think we'll be happy with the result. You know, obviously, we're fresh off of a first-round playoff loss. And even though we accomplished something that hadn't been done in 20 years, it wasn't good enough for us. You know, our expectation level here is extremely high. We won an FCS national championship, you know, here at Florida A&M. We actually won the very first one, albeit, you know, 40 years ago in 1978. But we've shown that it can be done. You know, we've had success in the playoffs in the past. We've gone all the way to the semifinals in the playoffs when it was an 18 field, even before it was a 2014 field. And so this program's expectation is that we compete for true national championships. And so, you know, everyone's excited about the way the program is progressing, you know, making it to the playoffs, having another 9-win season, that's 2 in a row, having a pro prospect in Marquise Bell. But we still feel like there's a lot more meat on that bone. And that's why our young men are so hard at work. That's why we're hard at work recruiting, because we know that, you know, everyone is trying to gain us and we have to continue to move forward.
Willie, I want to take you back to the beginning of this season when you faced off against Jackson State, a team coached by Deion Sanders. Based on expectations that both teams had going in, it was a pretty big week one game as they go. What was it like coaching against Deion and what turned out to be a 7-6 defensive battle that both teams waged?
Well, you know, it was fun, you know, to watch a guy that I grew up idolizing, like many of us, across the sidelines, you know, coaching his own football team, was something that, again, you know, I'll never forget. You know, fortunately, I've met Coach Prime before. You know, we had interactions before. Obviously, he played here at Florida State. I grew up 20 minutes away, so we've actually, you know, met each other and had conversations in the past. But to see what he's done, you know, the trails that he's blazed, the awareness to FCS football, to black college football, to the young men that we have an opportunity to coach and their opportunities to play at the next level. It's something that, again, I think we're all grateful for, you know, and obviously on Saturday, once a year, he's an adversary. You know, he's one that we're trying to beat. And obviously that's going to be the case as long as we're both at our respective programs, you know. But I can say that I'm, you know, proud of the work that he's done. And, you know, I really admire the success that he's had in such a short period of time.
And Willie, other than the loss to Division I South Florida, you guys won out from there, including a huge win over Bethune-Cookman in the Florida Classic. Bethune was a team that A&M hadn't beaten in 9 years. Talk about getting that big win.
Well, it was a proverbial monkey on our back. You know, we had to get that one, even though we had gone on an 8-game winning streak. You know, we were ranked in the FCS top 25. We were one of the bubble teams for the FCS playoffs. You know, Rattler Nation wouldn't rest until we beat our in-state rival. And so, you know, our football team carried that burden. They carried 9 years worth of losses on their shoulders. You know, this program has as much pride as any program in America at any level. And anyone who's really been involved in Florida A&M and Florida A&M athletics understands that. And so for this team to go out and play the way they did under immense pressure, from my fans, from former players, from my administration, you name it. And to beat them handily, 46-21, where really the last couple of touchdowns for them were kind of late touchdowns where we had taken our starters out. Well, it was just an amazing feeling. And again, to end that streak, to get into the FCS playoffs the next day, was really a moment that, again, we'll live here for a very, very long time. And I'm just blessed and honored to be the head coach of such a great program with such amazing fans and amazing support, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds.
Bob, questions for Willie?
Hey, Coach, welcome back again, and congrats on a terrific season. And I just want to give a shout out to some of your offensive players because it was really impressed. Let me just throw out your running back, Bishop Bonnet. I guess is the way you pronounce his name. I couldn't get over Willie. I mean, I looked up some of his specs, and this is a guy that's 5'7", 175 pounds, but almost rushed for 1,000 yards. Tell me more about him. What makes him so good at, we'll call him a small man, but I'm sure he's probably the kind of guy that you'd love to coach.
Well, before I talk about Bishop, who's an amazing guy, I will plug, you know, our ESPN docuseries, Why Not Us, that's airing now. Six mm-hmm. episodes have already been aired. And you know, anyone who's watched the documentary and who will watch it will get, you know, a greater perspective on Bishop. You know, Bishop's a young man that grew up in Jacksonville, Florida. Went to Rains High School, you know, which obviously is in the inner city of Jacksonville, and not an easy place to grow up. You know, he's a guy that's overcome a lot of adversity. You know, first one in his family to go to college, got a kid, you know, early on in college, who's 4 years old now. And, you know, but overcame tremendous obstacles. Walked on at FAMU, was told by the previous staff that he'd never play running back after fumbling his freshman year. And 5'7" is generous. You know, he's not 5'7", we're being generous wow. in the program, but just the heart that he showed, the way he practices, he's one of our strongest players pound for pound. In the weight room, he's got 2 degrees from Florida A&M, one in construction engineering, and one in interdisciplinary studies. And so it shows that he's committed to excellence in everything that he does, not just as a football player, but as a student, as a father, just embodies everything that we talk about here at Florida A&M. And he's one that I'll miss. I miss them all, but he's definitely one that I'll miss the most because of his commitment to excellence in all facets of his life, and I couldn't be more proud of the job that Bishop has done, not just this year, but over his entire Florida A&M career.
And Willie, the receiving core, you had 2 guys that had over 600 yards in receptions, and one of them, Sherade, had I think 9 touchdowns. Both of these guys, I believe, are 5'10" and under. Talk more about these guys and how much heart they have.
Yeah, you know, Jamarie, Sheree, transferred to a kid from state of Texas, and he started his career at Texas State, transferred to us this summer, and, he's listed in the program, I think at 5'7", but we're probably being generous with that one too.
Wow.
You know, but again, just a guy with tremendous heart, very much like Bishop. I mean, the thing that I was impressed the most with these young men this year is how they work. You know, when you walk in the weight room, the music was playing, so, you know, yeah. It gets them motivated. But just to see them work and compete, you know, and weightlifting and conditioning, the things that we put them through, you know, at practices, and it was amazing to see. And so I knew that we have a special football team because of guys like Jamarie, Xavier Smith, who's another guy that, you know, been in this program a long time and been highly successful, but also a diminutive guy, you know, 5'9", 165, 70 pounds. But it's been one of the most productive receivers in FCS football over the last 2 seasons. And so just guys that are committed to excellence, and guys that play bigger than their size because they refuse to be denied. And that's what, you know, we've been blessed with here. We have some prototypical size young men, but the vast majority of our team are guys that are overachievers, you know, either too short for a lot of big programs, too skinny. Isaiah Land, my defensive end who led the nation sacks. No, Power 5 or FBS program would recruit Isaiah Land out of high school. He was 180 pounds as a defensive end. And now he's 215 pounds, still relatively undersized, but has a motor that's nonstop and one of our strongest players and led the nation in sacks and tackles for loss. So just the heart, the will to be great, their commitment to excellence is what I'm blessed to be able to coach every single day and witness every single day. And that's why this program has been successful the way it has.
Willie, due to COVID, there was no football for your team last fall. You guys did get to play an abbreviated schedule in the spring. But during the downtime, you talk about Power 5 programs, you attracted 21 players to transfer to Florida A&M, including 8 that came from Power 5 programs. Talk about what you're doing that players are leaving Power 5 programs to come play for you.
Well, I like to say that we built a program where guys, one, have fun. You know, and it kind of plays back to what we're talking about in the beginning. Football is a very tough sport. You know, it's one of the hardest sports to play. And there are a lot of things that go into being a really good football player. And so, when you get to that Power 5 level, a lot of times it's all business and guys don't really feel a part of a family, so to speak. And so when they, you know, when they get disgruntled or they get unhappy or not playing as much as maybe they want, they're seeking places that they can find the love that they once had playing the game. And I can relate to that because I shared similar experiences, during my time at Clemson. You know, I had a great time there off the field, but a lot of my memories on the football field were not fun experiences. And so when I transferred, I wanted to go to a place where I felt a part of a family again, a part of a group of guys in the locker room that, you know, I enjoyed being around, that it wasn't just about going to the NFL or just about, you know, who was going to start, but really about being part of a family. And I think that's the culture that we built here. And every young man who has a chance to visit this place and spend time with our players and talk to our coaches, that's what they leave with, that they feel a part of something special because of the closeness that we share, the bonds that we have, the uniqueness of this quote unquote family that we have. And that's what I think has attracted, you know, quality guys like Marquise Bell and Tavion Williams, Deontay Williams, Jay Jackson Williams, you know, all those Power Five transfers that have all come in and been extremely successful. And now they're our biggest ambassadors. You know, they're helping us recruit future rattlers because of the experiences that they had here in the highest of 7 years.
Willie, one more before we let you go. And beyond the football field, you know how much Bob and I love how you develop great young men who will be positive impact in the community, whether it's around the campus or where they're from, and then beyond school as they go forward in life. Talk about some of the achievements of your student athletes, plus the strides the university has made to become a great attractive place for not only good football players, but developing great young men.
Well, I mean, I could be on here all night talking about, you know, how proud I am of the guys that have matriculated through this program. You know, most if not all the guys that we've been able to coach that have graduated here have gone on to secure, you know, good paying jobs. You know, they've gone to different regions of the United States and really done well for themselves. But one player in particular that, you know, really speaks to what we preach here at Florida A&M about being a holistic person is Blake Simpson. You know, in summer of 2020, obviously in one of the, you know, worst times of our country's history, because of all the social injustices and things that were going on, when a lot of teams were, you know, trying to figure out how they could make an impact, Blake Simpson stood up and said, "Coach, I want to do something, and I want to stage a march." And so, you know, he and you know, three of his classmates, you know, put together a march that started at the Civic Center, which is right here adjacent to campus between Florida State and Florida A&M. And we marched all the way to the state capitol, you know, which is about a mile and a half walk. And it was, you know, our football team, members of Florida State women's basketball team, other athletes from Florida A&M, regular students from Florida A&M. And we marched to the capitol and spoke about, you know, the things that mattered to us. And it was something that, you know, and he received the president's award for that. And it just, it really speaks to the heart of these students. I mean, they're so much more than football players, and I tell them that every day. You're much more than a football player. You know, you're a world changer. You're a community advocate. And those guys really embrace that. So, you know, the community service projects we go on every time we travel, you know, we've gone to museums, we've gone to VA hospitals to do community service, schools. Every time we travel as a football team, we do something educational or community service driven. Because it is more than about winning football games. And when I finally hang up the whistle, if all they talk about are the games that I won, I haven't done my job. The good Lord placed me here to change lives, to develop young men, to create future leaders of tomorrow. And that's what we're committed to doing. And so, you know, guys like Blake Simpson are why I coach football. And it's what keeps me going after a tough loss, such as Jackson State or this last week's playoff game.
That's awesome. Coach, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can follow you and the program, whether it's online or it's on social media.
Oh, definitely. You can definitely follow Florida A&M Athletics, our football program at FAMU_FB on Twitter, Instagram, all social media platforms. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HC Willie Simmons. And again, just, you know, excited to once again be on the show. You know, you guys are my favorite people. I love what you do, and I appreciate the unwavering support. And I look forward to getting in show number 12, whenever that is.
Indeed.
You'll be soon.
Willie, you know Bob and I are always in your corner. You mean a great deal to us. We are blessed to know you. We wish you continued success, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. We are also looking forward to number 12, like Bob said, real soon.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Take care, Willie.
Take care.
That's the great Willie Simmons. Bob, it just doesn't get better than Coach Simmons. I mean, we talk about the great wins, but to his point, if that's all we ever talk about, then that's really not what he's after. He's after, you know, crafting great young men. We've been talking about that for 11 shows now. with Willie, but he never ceases to impress. And he's one of the people that I'm most proud that we've gotten to know.
I agree, Chris. Every time we speak with him, our conversation veers away from the gridiron and onto the molding of young men, which is what he's all about. And without sounding a little cheesy, not many people do it as well as he does. And that's not just because he's a member of our Hall of Fame, but we're witnessing him doing it each year.
Absolutely. All right, we've got our next guest, Tony Collins, on the line. We're going to get to Tony and our five-star picks of the week on the other side of this real quick station break.